Is Ministry's newest album so good that it gets registered as a Class A drug, or does it earn the spot of mention on a Nancy Reagan War Against Drugs rant? Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carne crew, it's Chili here, the man who produces Iron From My Eyes, and this is a 5-minute review on Ministry's newest album, Hopium For The People. Well, as the album's title suggests, Ministry are back and have produced a new album, delving into the borders of the human psyche and desire to find sustenance as we seek to do so with various other drugs, like morning coffee. My initial playthrough of the album found myself enjoying the song and opening track, BDE, aka Big Dick Energy, which hailed back to an energy and sound I haven't heard from the band in some years. In fact, it was in this instance I was beginning to think they had turned a corner from their prior efforts on moral hygiene. But then the next track, Goddamn White Trash, comes plodding along like quicksand. And it only took until the second track to really get stuck. Ironically, the next song, Just Stop Oil, does the opposite, with a no-nonsense song delivered like a wooden stake to the heart of oil companies like the vampires they are. This is a solid track and certainly one of the better songs on offer here. Then we are met with the next song, Aryan Embarrassment, with guest vocals by Jello Biafra, talking about the hard right taking over from within, and while its lyrics are poignant, I feel that the song is undermined perhaps twofold by the delightful drab music on offer and the opening lyrics, which will most likely be misinterpreted, I guess, given the current political events. I didn't like this song, but it does take a while to get into the swing of things. But the following song, oh boy.
Well, let me tell you something, brother!
It took 5 tracks, but here we are on TV Song 1 out of 6 edition, a track that harkens back to that early 90s aggression the band was so familiar with, and of course it brings an air of danger within the song while discussing our entropic fascination and codependence on television. I'd like to say it's all smooth sailing after this, but I would be lying. While the next few tracks certainly aren't bad, they certainly aren't strong or memorable. Take for example the slow crawl of New Religion, which feels like many of their other slower paced tracks on previous efforts with its mixed vocal sampling, or It's Not Pretty, which takes too long to get to the point. I did enjoy Cult of Suffering, which I felt like it attempted to add a bit of a bluesy vibe to this record, or more like a song by Mark Lanegan style, with a sinister flair. It's pretty decent. The last song, Ricky's Hand, is odd, and I'm pretty sure it's an homage to their old school days. Maybe a Ministry fan could help me out here, because I feel like there is more than meets the eye for this track. Still, the industrial synth metal giants have retained their crown, even if it is just for another outing. Well, the album is definitely not worthy of a Nancy Reagan rant, but it's certainly not as imposing as Opium for the Masses, and doesn't need any Narcan to recover from. All the usual tropes from the band are on offer here, except they are more sparse than prior efforts, and the album's runtimes definitely works more in its favour. Had this record gone over the 50 minute mark, then I would feel that this would be different, and an effort that you could tell lasted longer than it should have been. Overall, I would give this album a score of 6.5 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being BDE, Just Stop Oil, and TV Song 1 out of 6 edition. I've always felt like Ministry would be the right fit for the anti-disestablishmentarianism soundtrack, and it feels like this album is a step in the right direction by the band. In these days, it also seems more fitting to hear this kind of chaos string together and organized into some kind of semblance of sanity. Al seems to have his eyes on the prize here, and his message still feels dangerous, which is impressive for a man of his age. And I feel like the second objective is in sight, and that is their next release and final album, as the band eventually set their sights to retirement. To be fair, if this was their last effort, I would say that it was a solid way to close out the band's story, but alas, we have one more album to hear. For now, try not to get stuck behind Al at the airport if you see him. On another note, could you imagine seeing Al in a retirement village? Man, that is a sight that would be something to behold. Probably the sight of what the future holds, eh? If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.